Right, it's rugby that gets us underway for this one. Sia Khaleesi leads the Hollywood Sharks in their United Rugby Championship clash with Zebra Palmer this weekend at Kings Park. Vincent Chituka returns from injury as he replaces Lapi Slabaskagni, while brothers Jaden and Jordan Hendricks take on the role of halfback partnership. Makazolo Mampimpi returns on the wing, which means Ethan Hooker and Jorenzo Julius once again partner up in the midfield. Andre Esterhazen is back from injury and gets his first run off the bench this week. The match between the SA Shield winners and Zebra Palmer this Saturday kicks off at 2:45. And then over to some cricket. There's Red Bull action currently underway as the Hollywood Dolphins play hosts to the Dragons in the four-day domestic series. Now, the Dragons won the toss earlier and elected to bat first at Kingsmead. The first session saw the Northwest side lose 3 wickets after posting 93 runs and then 5 wickets by T. Dolphin spinner Pranilan Subrayan taking 2 crucial wickets in Reinhard van Tonder and Vian Lubi, who both struck half centuries each. He did it again, dismissing Ruben Herrmann for 65. The score there now, with the Dragons still at the crease, 259 for 6. Over to still staying with cricket, the Proteas won't play any test matches over the festive season this year, as a white ball heavy schedule with the SA20 set to be the major attraction at the end of the year. Now, season 4 of the SA20 has been brought forward and will start on the 26th of December. The Proteas play a 5-match T20 series against the West Indies from the 27th of January before the 2026 T20 World Cup in India and Sri Lanka. Their next scheduled home test is only in October next year against Australia. And then ending off with some football, South African winger Oswin Apollos anticipates a tough outing against Lesotho in their 2026 World Cup qualifier tomorrow. Bafana Bafana are second in Group C, level on 7 points with surprise leaders Rwanda after 4 completed match days. Lesotho, meanwhile, are in 4th place in the group, just 2 points off the lead, and have notably held Nigeria away from home and beaten Zimbabwe thus far. Apollos is confident, however, that the team's high spirits will push them to stay on top.
You know, it's going to be a very difficult game, you know. Lesotho is a very hard-running team, you know, a lot of fighters, you know. Our preparation went well, you know, so it's going to be a difficult game. But as South Africans, you know, we're always ready, you know, and to put in the work as well, you know, run hard and fight hard for the team.
That's all for now. For the East Coast Radio Sports team and off the bench for Nick Tatham, I'm Faeda Crouch.